Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A hunter is pursuing a brown bear. He's spotted one in an estuary, and he's been watching it closely through binoculars for almost an hour. Finally, he sees what he's looking for, lowers his binoculars, and slips away. It's a female bear, and he's not interested in taking a female bear. It's never legal in Alaska to take a female bear accompanied by cubs. Hunters typically watch bears long enough to determine that there are no cubs present. This female does not have cubs, so she is legal, but the hunter still passes. He wants a bear, but he wants to minimize his impact on the bear population in this area. Taking a female bear means fewer cubs in the future. Brown bears have a low reproductive potential compared to other large mammals. A female brown bear typically does not have a cub until she's at least 5 years old, sometimes older. She will have a cub or cubs only every 3 or 4 years, so they are not particularly prolific. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has produced a handy color booklet that details how to identify male and female brown bears. Dozens of pictures and tips highlight the subtle and not so subtle differences in appearance and behavior. The guide is popular with bear viewers as well as with hunters, and it's free at most fish and game offices. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.